finding incredible things at home. The old saying, "You never know what you might find," has never been truer. Every once in a while, people will find something in their yard, under their home, or very close by. This is especially true if you live in an area where ancient societies flourished. A couple in Norway decided they would renovate their home. They lived in a cold area and decided the house could use some new insulation. The house had no basement and was built on a stone slab, much the same way some homes on Long Island, New York, and other places are built. They were in the process of ripping the floor up and going through the cement base when they began to find things. The first thing they found was a glass bead, and it was very old, and as they continued, they found a Viking axe. Experts were called in and they determined there was a very good chance the home was built over a Viking grave. The house had been built by one of the occupant's great-grandfather in 1914, and there was never any mention about it being built by or near such a grave. I don't know much about the next house I am going to tell you about, except the fact a family in a home in Guatemala decided it was time to redo their kitchen. As hard as this is to believe, when they pulled all the boards, plaster and paint off the kitchen walls, they found paintings. The house was only composed of one room. It turned out paintings were priceless and were from the Mayan era. No one knows how they got onto the walls of this old house. It has been said this is not the only house in the area to have Mayan paintings on the walls. Three other houses found the same thing after peeling off boards and plaster. One woman decided it was time to clean her house. By cleaning, I mean thoroughly going through everything, not just a cursory swipe of the dust mop. As she went around doing her chores, she found an old ironing board, and when she flipped it up, a bag with something resembling rocks fell out. As she looked at what was in the bag, she began to realize they looked like diamonds. She had found them in her attic. Somehow, she found out the previous owner of the house had hidden them and forgot all about them. She contacted the owner and returned the diamonds to her. You have to wonder how many people would have done that. Sometimes a treasure is deposited into a home while people are living there. Does this statement intrigue you? Let me explain what I am talking about. There have been several cases where meteorites have crashed into homes people were living in. At first glance, you might say that was terrible because they caused damage unless they hit the property and not the building itself. Depending on the size of the meteorite, it can be worth a lot of money. Meteorites can fetch up to $1,000 per gram. To put this another way, the right type of meteorite weighing 1 pound could be worth $1 million. A couple in Ohio lived in a rather old home. They were putting off home renovations for a while until they finally decided it was time. I can understand wanting to be ready because home renovations can tie you up for a long time and can be very expensive. Sometimes they don't even turn out the way you want. Anyway, they got to the point where they were in the basement tearing down an old ceiling. That was when one of them noticed an old suitcase which had been wedged up between the rafters. They managed to get it down and were shocked when they opened it up. The suitcase was full of money, and you could tell it had been there a while because the money looked like it was from around the 1950s or earlier. They had discovered a suitcase with over $23,000 in it. The reason they believed it was that old was when it was hidden, a newspaper from that period was also found. Some things which have been found when renovating homes are so incredible and unexpected they must have been a shock to the homeowner. A homeowner in Cappadocia, Turkey was redoing his home and decided to take down a wall. When the wall came down, the homeowner was in a state of shock. The wall was hiding the fact there was a complete underground city under his home. He had found the city of Dirinku. Imagine finding a city under your house, a city nobody suspected was there. He went into the underground city and was looking around and found another tunnel which led him to a mysterious labyrinth. It is believed the city had been constructed somewhere between 15 BC and 12 BC. He found that the city had massive stone doors to protect it from the outside. When your dog has to go, he has to go. A California couple went to walk the dog on their property and while so doing stumbled across some old cans. They had never noticed them before. They looked inside of one and couldn't believe their eyes, it was filled with gold coins. Not only was this can filled with gold coins, there were 7 more just like it. It turns out there were 1,400 gold coins in total, which were dated from 1847 to 1894. I hope they bought the dog an expensive present. One British couple was going through their attic. I guess it was time to do a little cleaning. They were checking things out and coming across a lot of things they had never seen before. I am assuming the house they lived in had been there for at least a few hundred years. Apparently, nobody had looked in the attic for an extremely long time. They found an old newspaper with objects wrapped up inside of it. It turned out these objects were from an Indian sultan's palace. His name was Tipu and his last battle against the British was in 1799, when the forces of the Duke of Wellington defeated him. The objects which were put up for auction included a rifle clad in gold and silver which the Sultan used in his final battle against the English. Some claim the objects returned £132,000 at auction, while others claim the figure was really in the millions. Whatever the figure was, it was found money which the couple never had and never expected to have.